Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I am very pleased this evening to be welcoming a new guest to Conducting Conversations. Dan Specka is here. Welcome, Dan. Nice to have you.
Hi, thanks. Nice to be here.
Dan is the president, the chief mucky muck, the high one, the exalted member of the board of directors of the Greenwich Odeon Theater in beautiful downtown East Greenwich. And we're going to find out everything we want to know about the Greenwich Odeon. First of all, a little bit about you, Dan. Are you a longtime Rhode Islander?
No, I've actually been in Rhode Island for 15 years now.
Yeah, you're just a rookie then.
Exactly. Right. But no, we moved to East Greenwich back in 03, mainly because we came from New York, so we could walk places. We could walk to a bunch of fabulous restaurants. We have the theater, the shopping. So yeah, we kind of landed there, and I love it there.
When you say New York, do you mean the city?
The city, yeah.
The city. You were a city guy. You grew up in that area?
No, I grew up in California. Born in Philly, grew up in California, out near the beach. But
okay. A roamer.
A roamer, but a woman, a girl brought me back east, so and now I brought her to Rhode Island. So.
There you go. All right. A similar situation with me. I took a New York woman and brought her to Rhode Island. All right. So that's similar in our background. So about 15 years. Yep. And when you came to East Greenwich, you probably saw this vacant building, right?
Well, yeah. So when I came, the theater was back in 03. I think it was sort of on its, I don't want to say its last legs, but it was just before it kind of closed. They had the station fire in 03, right before we moved here. So
February 20th.
Yeah. And I had moved here in the summer. So yeah, soon after we moved here, I believe the theater had worked with the state fire board, the fire commission, because a lot of the older theaters suddenly they're being
couldn't meet code.
Right, there's code issues there, and they don't have the financial means to sort of address those things. So there were some concessions made in terms of capacity and things of that nature, and the theater went through a few small changes. They replaced some seats that were flammable. It actually reduced the capacity a little bit. Some minor improvements to bring the theater a little more up to code. So I remember seeing Richie Havens on the marquee and a few things like that when we had first moved here. But then it went dark. And I hadn't really set foot into the building until they had a reboot, I want to say 2012, something like that. Yeah.
Now, the theater itself, the building, was 1926, which predates even the Performing Arts Center in Providence, which was 1928, I believe. So the theater building was the Greenwich?
It was the Greenwich Theater.
Greenwich Theater.
Correct.
Okay. And that was basically a movie house at that time?
I think it was built actually for vaudeville in 26, but I think relatively quickly changed over to movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it stayed that way all the way through the mid-90s most part. Changed ownership hands a few times. Was always sort of typically a second run. So the theaters in Providence would really get those first run films.
The Majestic and the Strand.
Right, the Biggies.
I'm telling you names that you don't know because they're all gone by the time you got here.
But yeah, exactly. But no, but I've done some research on the theater, and I've actually gone through old film dailies and things like that, so you really get a sense of the timeline, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were always a second run. And obviously in the 90s, second run was also things like home video.
Right.
And cable. So that sort of was the beginning of the end of the theater as it was known in the 90s. The home video market kind of killed that because you could get those movies for a couple of bucks.
Right. I remember dating in the 70s, and that was one of the places to go. Yep. Although if it had to be a second or a third date, because if it was a first date, you had to go downtown.
Exactly.
But the Greenwich Theater right on Main Street, and it's very easy to get to. And if you haven't been there, they've had a wonderful lineup of guests over the last few years, and they got an even better lineup coming. We'll talk about that a little bit. I know that last week, St. Patrick's Day, Cherish the Ladies. That was must have been a
absolutely
a great event.
Crowd. They've been here now. I think this was their third time.
We actually have a longtime guest of this show whose name is Aoife Clancy, daughter of Bobby Clancy from the Clancy Brothers, who was one of the original Cherish the Ladies.
Wow.
And she went on to be doing other things. But so there's a little tie-in there for our audience that knows Aoife Clancy very well. Let's talk about some of the things that are coming up, and what do you have for us first musically that might lead us to a new show?
So we have Steve Earle and the Dukes coming into town. Steve Earle's been performing for quite a long time. This is the 30th anniversary, I believe, of Copperhead Road, which is the seminal album of his from the late 80s. And he's touring and doing the album end to end. And then, like all those album tours, they do all the rest of the hits after that. But yeah, we have that coming in on April 7th.
All right, let's listen to a piece of that.
Copperhead Road.
All right, a little music to get us in the mood. And Dan, let's give people some information about how to find out more about the Greenwich Odeum. Website is very nice, and that's very easy to remember, right?
Very easy. GreenwichOdeum.com.
GreenwichOdeum.com. And by the way, Odeum, for those of you that aren't up to date, is O-D-E-U-M. So GreenwichOdeum.com. And they can even talk to a real person on the telephone if they desire.
They right? can. We have box office hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. They may get somebody during the day, during the week, if they want. The number is 885-4000.
885-4000, obviously. Yep. Area code 401. And you can find out about all the upcoming shows. You can buy tickets. You can buy tickets online, right?
Yep, buy tickets online. Go to the website. A nice feature of the website is our mailing list. You can sign up right on any page. At the bottom of every page, there's a sign-up form. We do a Tuesday email blast announcing new shows, reminding you about shows you might have wanted to get tickets for but didn't act. And it seems like people really respond to those. And we don't inundate your inbox. It's once a week, and just keeps you informed about what's going on.
All right. Now, things, as we mentioned in our first segment, that the building was 1926, and it's gone through various stages of being fixed up, shall we say. And we're going through another stage right now.
Yeah, so a few years ago, we applied for a RISCA grant, the Rhode Island State Council of the Arts. There was a bond issued a few years ago for arts funding. We applied 3 years ago and were awarded a sum. And then along with some other money from some other generous donors and foundations, we're able to do a first round of renovations of the theater, which was renovating the entire lobby. The both bathrooms, we brought them up to ADA compliance. That was always sort of an issue of ours.
Right.
And then did some improvements to the theater itself. Put a shell of a balcony in, knowing this was going to hopefully be a 3-year process. So there's a shell of a balcony. And we had also at that time sort of stubbed in the sprinkler work because we did want to get fire compliant.
Right.
Because we were held back a little bit. We could only have so many people come for movies. We have a bar, but we couldn't sell liquor at movies. And so there were some trade-offs that we had to make because we didn't have the sprinklers. Okay. So that was the first round. The last round, which we did this past summer, we again were awarded another sum from RISCA, allowed us to finish the elevator or put an elevator into the second floor and finish the sprinklers. Excellent. So the elevator is really an elevator to nowhere right now because the third floor is not
done.
But it's
good for rides.
But we're going to need it because you can't have that third floor.
You could charge people for a ride up and a ride down. You know?
It's good for taking people up and showing them the shell of the balcony. But yes, so the idea is that this following summer, I don't know if we're going to do it this summer, perhaps next summer, is to redo the entire second floor, which would be another another bar area, a lounge, sort of public space potentially, and then finish the balcony, which would add additional seating to our capacity.
Excellent. Well, we hope here at WCRI that we can be in touch with you a little more often now that we've now become friends, and you can be a regular on Conducting Conversations and keep us up to date.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. All right, let's get back to another piece of music, and this is Jesse...
Jesse Cook.
Yeah,
Canadian. He's a Canadian artist, sort of a world music. He combines jazz, flamenco, all sorts of different styles. Fabulous guitarist. He's coming in on April 12th, and we're going to be playing Virtue.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Greenwich Odeum Theater.
Thank you.
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dan Specka, who is the president of the Greenwich Odeum Theater in beautiful downtown East Greenwich on Main Street. And we've been talking about the renovation of the building, bringing it back to life, and some of the shows that are coming in. And one of the things that you and I talked about before we went on air tonight, Dan, is the fact that this is not a community theater based where every once in a while there's a show. This is an actual business at this point, although nonprofit.
Absolutely.
But there's things happening there. There's employees and everything, right?
Yep. We are now up to 3 full-time staffers. We've got a bunch of part-time employees. We bring bartenders in for the night of shows. So we really are operating this thing at full capacity.
So you mentioned the box office is open Thursday.
Thursday, 3:30 to 6, Friday, 3:30 to 6, and then I believe Saturday we open a little bit earlier.
All right. And obviously, if there's a show on whatever night, then the box office
absolutely.
Is open.
Box office
that.
Is open all through the show, and so 24/7 online. So.
Well, there you go. So get yourself down to the Odeum Theater and catch one of these shows. Let's talk about one of the things you also mentioned to me off air was the fact that you have some summer programs there as far as teaching and bringing kids to a summer camp, right?
Yep. We have a summer theater camp that we've done for a couple of years now, and that comes back. That's with Experiments in Theater, Rhode Island-based organization. It's a two-week camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's all day long. They do a performance the last Friday, and then they do another one on the Saturday, and it's really great camp. They put on a show from soup to nuts, costumes, sets, singing, dancing, acting.
And you personally don't live very far from the theater, right?
No, I live in town, so.
So if people need a place to stay.
Absolutely. They all come to my house.
they can just call you up if they want to go to summer camp, but they live too far away, they can go to your house.
Exactly.
Well, we'll work that out somehow. But let's get back to the programs coming up at the theater. We've talked about this next gentleman off air, who I know a little bit about his background, and I think all of our listeners will be familiar with Don McLean, right?
Yep. He was here last year, sold-out show last spring, and that's something that we found. It's interesting. We do get artists that will say we want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think our staff does a great job in handling them and making them feel welcome, and we have great crowds here as well here in Rhode Island. So a lot of them do want to come back. So there's always this balance of, well, is it too soon to bring them back? Or is once a year, once every 18 months? But he's coming back April 13th, selling well. Tickets are going. So if you do want to get tickets, get online or head to the box office. But that should be another great show.
I always tell our listeners, if you want to support the arts in this area, this is a great way to do it and see a great show with Don McLean. And there is only, about 400-plus seats in the theater?
We're 410. When we do our balcony, we'll be another 80-plus. But, yeah, it's only 410. Every seat's great.
So we have a listening audience, potentially, people that live within earshot of us, never mind the online, of over 1 million people. And 410 is not a whole lot. So get your tickets early. So don't be shut out. Get your tickets for Don McLean. We're going to hear a piece of music by him at this point.
Yep. We're not going to play American Pie because that'll take up the rest of the show. So we'll play the second song he's probably best known for, which is Vincent.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Dan, coming up on your agenda is something that's familiar to most people, Harry Potter, but something with a little bit of a twist. You're not actually showing the movies, right?
No, we are showing movies at the Odeon again. That's something we've brought back. But no, this is a musical event. So Berklee School of Music up in Boston has a group called the Harry Potter Soundtrack Orchestra. Fantastic musicians, and they play the music of Harry Potter. And it's kind of nice because you get kids coming out who are into Harry Potter, but you're now exposing them to classical music, and so it's a nice way to get the kids out. And I think they show footage behind them on screen while they're performing. Okay. But yeah, they're out of Berklee. They're a fantastic group.
Well, that's going to be interesting. Now, just to backtrack a little bit, movies in general. I know you had Shawshank Redemption, and you do movies. Is there a particular reason and or who chooses those movies?
So we do two different types of movies. We have a panel that sort of chimes in on what types of movies should we show. The idea generally around movies is we like to show something classic or something that that hasn't been seen on the big screen, because the one thing that we're sort of losing out today, I think, is that shared experience, especially with movies. We watch them on our iPads, on our TVs at home. Maybe there's a few of us around, but there's
plane.
Nothing. Right. Shawshank is on TV. Every hour it's on some network, right? But to see it on a large screen with 100 or 200 other people who know this movie inside out, it's a different type of experience to have. So we've been showing, like I said, classic movies. We've also been doing a series we call Movies That Rock. So we showed The Last Waltz, which is Scorsese's film about the band, their last concert. We showed Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads concert film. This is Spinal Tap we just showed. So we're doing this every other month series of Movies That Rock. And it's an interesting idea because, again, these are not movies that you see every day popping up necessarily on TV or in the theater. So, again, it's a like-minded group of people that get to have an experience together.
Excellent. Well, let's listen to a piece of music by the Harry Potter
Soundtrack Orchestra.
Soundtrack Orchestra. We'll do that and then take a short break and be back with more. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dan Specca, the president of the Greenwich Odeum Theater in beautiful downtown East Greenwich on Main Street. And the theater itself, Dan, that you're president of the board, is a nonprofit, right?
Correct. Volunteer run.
Volunteer run. You make a, well, you make an eight-figure salary. But
this is my third job, or as my wife likes to call it, my other girlfriend. It does take a lot of time. There's a, you know, we have a board of 15 people. They put in a lot of time. They come from different walks of life, and everybody kind of has their own skill set, which seems to work uniquely for a different aspect of the theater. So, yeah.
Now, as a nonprofit and as being in the arts, obviously the ticket prices that you charge for things sometimes don't cover the whole nut as far as keeping the heat on and keeping the lights going and the insurance paid and all of that.
Absolutely.
So you depend on contributions, donations, and memberships, right?
Absolutely. We have memberships. They work a little bit differently than some of the other memberships, like a PPAC membership where you select your shows at the beginning of the year. We have different tiers of membership, and in those tiers you get a certain number of tickets that you can use throughout the year. So, which is kind of nice because you can choose, you know, we don't announce everything in September. You know, we don't have a season in the traditional sense. So we're adding new shows continually. So you may have four tickets waiting and it's still in your hopper. And, oh, look, they just announced something I want to see. So it's a nice way to see shows and give back to the community. We do names on a seat. You can dedicate a seat to a loved one or to your business, whatever you might like. We have a capital campaign that we run that we're actually in the process of running right now for that third floor, to really make that third floor special and get that balcony complete. And we're looking at a new marquee down the road. So, yes, we do rely on the community and their contributions to keep things moving and also to volunteer their time, right? Because we do need ushers and ticket takers and everything else that goes on with putting on a show because we can only staff so much out of our pocket. So
right. Now, I know a lot of people that volunteer to be ushers at theaters. That's a great way to see a lot of shows. Do some good and some good for yourself.
Absolutely. Right? And yeah, we have a little program for our volunteers. You earn credits as you volunteer, and eventually you can, you know, flip those back to tickets, which is a, so you can see the show you're volunteering at, and then there's a night you can take off and kind of redeem what you've earned to go see something you want to see unimpeded.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait so I can get some credits. Maybe I can go and announce something or something like that. You have a group coming in that a lot of people know of called Emerson Lake.
Well, and Palmer. So we have Palmer coming in. Okay. So Carl Palmer is touring as the Carl Palmer Experience. He was the drummer of ELP as well as of Asia back in the 80s. And yeah, he's touring and he's doing everything that Emerson, Lake, and Palmer had done and then some of the Asia stuff. And I think he's got some new stuff as well. And that's coming in on April 19th.
April 19th. All right. Yep. Let's listen to something from him.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Feathers, they made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. He was.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Usual, time flies when you're having fun, and we've had a wonderful hour listening to music that is going to be coming to the Greenwich Odeon Theater in East Greenwich on Main Street. And we've been talking with Dan about some of the upcoming performances and some of the events. And I'd just like to recap a little bit and make sure that people have the phone number, which is
401-885-4000.
885-4000. And the website, which is real tough to remember.
It's GreenwichOdeon.com.
GreenwichOdeon.com. So check it out. You there can see all the things that are coming into town for quite a few shows listed down the road. And we've listened to some of the music from some of them coming up. But you might be in a situation like I am, being part of a nonprofit organization as a hobby also. Occasionally, I like to put on a show and rent a theater, and you can do that at the Greenwich Odeon, right?
We do. We love our renters. We do everything from show rentals. Somebody, like you said, wants to put on a show. We just had the March of Dimes in. They did a fundraiser event. They had Ocean State Follies or Rhode Island Follies, one of the Follies, on stage, and they had a silent auction. So we've had corporate events there where they do their awards ceremony for 300 people. And so whatever anybody wants to do, we've got a great space for it. And
you've even mentioned the Lions Club was in there at one point.
Yeah, we have had the Lions in there. We've had the Rotary in there. They brought the Whiffen Poofs in from Yale for one of their fundraisers as
We're
well.
We're poor little lambs who have gone astray. Bah, bah, bah. But yeah, so all kinds of things can happen at this great facility, almost completely redone. Still working on the balcony.
Getting there.
But maybe if you talk nice to Dan, he'll give you a ride in the elevator to nowhere. But you hope maybe within another year or so that should be finished?
Yeah, I think we're targeting next summer to complete the work upstairs, and then it's on to auditorium, backstage, building green rooms, and you know, who knows where it takes
always
us next.
Something.
Always something. Always something, yep.
And, well, we wish you the best, and thanks so much, Dan, for coming in. It's been a pleasure meeting you and talking about the theater and its history. Great to have
Great.
You.
Nice to be here.
We'll have to have you back more often. Hopefully we can work out a schedule so that we can keep up to date with what's going on. But speaking of people coming in and renting the facility, this next event that we're going to talk about is in that position, right?
Correct. Contemporary Theater is celebrating the 100th birthday of Leonard Bernstein. So they're doing a few shows around Candide, and they're doing 2 days or two nights or a combination of the two in April, celebrating Candide.
So if you're a fan of that wonderful music, you can check that out. Tickets are available through your website still?
Tickets are available on the website.
All right, great. Let's listen to that, and then once again, thanks, Dan, for being here.
Great, thanks. Nice to be here.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. We'll be right back. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.